Japanese fire insurance flood coverage criteria. How to read inundation depths, loss ratios, and hazard maps. Depending on the policy, flood coverage under Japanese fire insurance uses conditions such as inundation depth measured from ground level, whether flooding rose above floor level, and the percentage of damage to the building or household contents. Hazard maps and insurance policies must be read together to accurately determine coverage differences among river flooding, inland flooding, and rainwater leaks, as well as the coverage renters need. Japanese fire insurance combines coverage for various risks, including fire, wind damage, flood damage, and water leakage. But flood coverage is not automatically included in every policy. More than 45 cm of inundation measured from ground level, flooding above floor level, and a loss ratio of at least 30% are distinct criteria commonly used as conditions for flood coverage, and the actual policy terms take precedence. The projected inundation depth on a hazard map indicates future risk and is not a criterion that directly determines whether an insurance claim for an actual incident will be paid. Renters must separately check flood coverage for their own household contents, rather than the building, as well as tenant liability and repair expense coverage. The mere fact that rainwater entered does not automatically make it flood damage. Depending on the cause of entry, it may be classified as wind damage, flood damage, water leakage, or an exclusion. Despite its name, fire insurance in Japan does not provide coverage solely for fire. Depending on the policy, coverage for lightning, rupture or explosion, wind, hail, snow, water damage, and water leakage caused by accidents involving water supply and drainage systems may be selected individually or bundled together. Therefore, if you are concerned about flooding or torrential rain, rather than merely confirming that you have fire insurance, you should check whether water damage coverage is included in the policy and what payment conditions and deductibles apply. In online consultations in Japan, questions repeatedly arise about whether tenants need water damage coverage, the 45 cm above ground level threshold, and whether coverage can be excluded in areas shown as low risk on hazard maps. Such questions can inform decisions about obtaining coverage, but individual answers do not replace the policy terms or the insurer's determination. How fire, wind, and water damage are distinguished even when damage occurs during the same typhoon or torrential rain event. The applicable coverage may differ depending on how the water entered and the direct cause. Damage scenario coverage generally considered points to check a home is flooded due to a river overflowing water damage whether water damage coverage is included. Flood water height, damage ratio, and deductible road water enters a building because heavy rain exceeds drainage capacity water damage. Check whether pluvial flooding is included in the definition of water damage rainwater, enters after a storm, damages the roof or windows wind damage, and resulting loss the causal relationship between the initial exterior damage and the entry of rain is important rain seeps through deteriorated gaps. In an undamaged roof or exterior wall likely to be excluded deterioration, defective construction, and inadequate maintenance may generally be excluded from coverage, a water supply or drainage pipe is accidentally damaged. Soaking the interior water leakage caused by an accident involving water. Supply or drainage systems, the cost of repairing the pipe itself and damage to soaked property may be handled differently. A landslide damages the building or household contents. Many products classify this as water damage. Check the policy definitions of earth collapse and landslides. Flooding caused by a storm surge or earthquake may be excluded from standard fire insurance. Check the scope of earthquake insurance and whether a tsunami was the cause. Insurers look first at the direct cause of an accident rather than its ultimate result. For example, even if rainwater enters the interior, the determination may differ among water damage, wind damage, water leakage, or exclusion, depending on whether the cause was a river overflow, drainage backup, roof damage caused by strong winds, or a deteriorated waterproofing layer. Understanding floodwater height and damage ratio criteria, the following conditions are frequently used in water damage provisions under Japanese fire insurance policies. damage to the insured property amounting to at least a specified percentage of its insured value, flooding above floor level. Flooding exceeding a specified height above ground level. Common wording includes damage amounting to at least 30% of the insured value, and flooding above floor level or more than 45 cm above ground level. However, not all products use the same conditions or payment methods. Some products compensate based on the actual amount of damage. Some policies apply fixed amounts or reduced payment percentages according to specified conditions, and others have separate deductibles. You should therefore not reach a conclusion based solely on these figures. What does ground level mean? Ground level generally refers to the surface of the surrounding ground in contact with the building. It is not the same as the interior floor level. Depending on the height of the building's foundation, differences in elevation at the entrance, and the structure of semi-basement or basement floors, the flood depth measured from ground level may differ from the depth of flooding inside the building. Because traces may disappear as the water recedes after an incident, it is useful to gather the following evidence. Photograph watermarks on the building's exterior and interior walls with a ruler in the frame. Photograph the entire building, road, entrance, each room, and damaged household contents from multiple angles. Make notes about how the water entered and the water level at the time. Before disposal, record the manufacturer, model name, purchase date, and photographs of damaged items. Check whether the local government can issue a disaster victim certificate or other damage-related documentation. Except for urgent safety measures, do not rush into major demolition or repairs before obtaining confirmation from the insurer. Check the damage ratio, not the loss ratio. The term loss ratio, used by consumers, can easily be confused with two different concepts. In the insurance industry, the loss ratio is a management indicator showing insurance claim payments relative to premiums. In contrast, what matters for water damage payment conditions under an individual policy is the damage ratio, or percentage of damage, showing the amount of loss relative to the insured value of the insured property. Conceptually, it can be understood as follows. Damage ratio equals amount of damage recognized under the policy terms divided by insured value times 100. However, the extent to which the value of salvage, demolition and debris removal costs, temporary repair costs, and replacement cost or market value standards are included varies by policy. Even if both the building and household contents are insured, each may be assessed as a separate insured property. 30% and 45 cm do not indicate the amount of insurance payment. At least 30% is generally a threshold for determining eligibility for payment. It does not mean that 30% of the insured amount will automatically be paid. Likewise, more than 45 cm is not a figure that guarantees automatic payment based solely on the expected flood depth or watermarks. The amount of compensation is calculated by applying the actual amount of damage, insured amount, coverage limits, payment method, deductible, and exclusions. Differences between below-floor flooding, above-floor flooding, and rainwater leakage. Below-floor flooding, a condition in which water has not risen to the wooden flooring or interior floor level, is generally called below-floor flooding. However, this does not mean it is always excluded from coverage. Compensation may be available if the policy separately establishes a height threshold measured from ground level or a damage ratio condition, and that condition is met. Conversely, if the conditions are not met, water damage insurance payments may not be made even if the foundation, below floor equipment, insulation, or other components have actually been damaged. Whether contamination, moisture, or mold below the floor was directly caused by the incident, or the work was merely preventive cleaning, may also be investigated. Above floor flooding, this refers to water entering above the residential floor surface. Because tatami, flooring, wallpaper, furniture, and appliances are likely to be damaged together, it is frequently used as one of the payment conditions for water damage. However, whether an earthen entrance floor, garage, storage area, or underground space is recognized as a floor or residential area under the policy may vary according to the building structure and definition provisions. Rainwater leakage, determining the cause, is crucial in cases of rainwater leakage. If rain enters immediately after strong winds blow off the roof or break a window, the damage may be considered consequential loss resulting from wind damage. Water that seeps through deteriorated sealant, cracks, or defective waterproofing without external damage may be regarded as deterioration or a maintenance issue rather than an accidental incident and may therefore be excluded. Water damage must also be distinguished from water wetting or water leakage coverage. In Japanese insurance, water leakage coverage often refers to water damage originating from equipment, such as plumbing on an upper floor or an accident involving water supply or drainage systems. It is not a term that includes all flooding caused by natural disasters. Using hazard maps to assess the need for water damage coverage, the hazard map portal operated by Japan's Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, Transport, and Tourism, and the Geospatial Information Authority of Japan allows users to overlay information on river flooding, pluvial flooding, storm surges, landslides, and other hazards around an address. When evaluating water damage coverage, do not rely on only one map. Review multiple layers representing different causes. Map or information main risks shown points to note when interpreting projected flood inundation zones, projected inundation area, and depth. If a river overflows, check the rivers covered, and the assumed rainfall scale, pluvial flood map flooding caused by rainfall, exceeding sewer and drainage capacity. Not all local governments provide it using the same methods or coverage projected storm surge inundation risk of sea level rise caused by storms and other events. Its cause and insurance classification differ from those of earthquake tsunami maps, landslide hazard zones, risk of steep slope collapse, debris flows, and other events. Water damage coverage may need to be considered even when no inundation depth is shown. Topography and elevation information, low-lying areas, former river channels, and elevation differences in surrounding areas does not directly indicate statutory hazard zones or insurance payment conditions. No color on the map does not mean zero risk. Hazard maps are created based on specific rainfall scenarios, calculation models, topographic data, and designated rivers. They may not fully reflect overflows from small waterways, localized drainage failures, differences in elevation at building entrances, or routes through which water may enter underground spaces. You should also check whether the topography or drainage facilities may have changed since the map was published. The projected inundation depth on a map also does not directly correspond to the actual floodwater height threshold in an insurance policy. A map provides estimates for future scenarios, while insurers make determinations after investigating the actual incident and damage. For example, even if a map shows 0.5 m, that alone does not establish that the policy threshold of more than 45 cm above ground level has been met. Also consider the floor level and evacuation options. Households on upper floors of high-rise apartment buildings may be less likely to experience direct interior flooding. However, if basement electrical equipment, elevators, water supply pumps, mechanical parking systems, or common areas are flooded, daily life may be disrupted for an extended period. Because an individual household contents policy does not cover restoration costs for common areas or all indirect living expenses, distinguish between the homeowners association's insurance and temporary expense coverage under the individual policy. Water damage risk classes and hazard maps are not the same data for residential fire insurance in Japan, particularly for policies issued or renewed on or after October 2024. The advisory rate system may reflect a classification that divides the water damage risk of the property's location into several classes. A classification from Class 1 through Class 5 is commonly used, although adoption and actual premiums may differ by insurer. These classes are not the same as hazard maps showing the projected inundation depth of individual parcels. Even within the same risk class, actual risk may vary depending on distance from a river, elevation, and building structure. It is therefore safer not to exclude coverage based solely on the premium risk class. Insurance and scope of liability to check for rental housing, the principal insured property under fire insurance purchased by a tenant is usually the tenant's household contents. The building itself is generally insured by its owner, the landlord. Therefore, if a tenant's refrigerator, bed, or clothing is damaged by flooding, the landlord's building insurance does not automatically compensate for that damage. Tenants should check the following items separately. Water damage coverage for household contents. Check whether damage to tenant-owned property caused by river flooding, pluvial flooding, or similar events is covered. Tenant liability coverage. This applies when the tenant is legally liable for damage to the rented building. It does not provide substitute coverage for damage to household contents caused by a natural disaster. Personal liability coverage. This covers damage caused to others during daily life and is separate from damage to the tenant's own household contents. Repair expense coverage. Even in the absence of legal liability, this may cover certain repair expenses borne by the tenant under the lease agreement. The scope varies by product. Temporary expenses and salvage disposal expenses. Check the extent to which temporary accommodation or disposal costs after flooding are included. A natural disaster does not automatically make the tenant liable for damages. Conversely, the landlord's possession of building insurance does not mean that the tenant's household contents are covered. Liability is determined based on the cause of the incident, the landlord's maintenance of the property, the tenant's negligence, and the terms of the lease agreement. Order for reviewing the policy before renewal. Distinguish the insured property. Check whether the building, household contents, or both are insured. Find whether water damage coverage is included. Check items related to water damage, flood damage, or flooding, as well as any indication that they are excluded. Read the definition of water damage. Check the extent to which river flooding, pluvial flooding, storm surges, and earth collapse are included. Check the payment conditions. Determine whether flooding above floor level, flooding more than 45 cm above ground level, or a damage ratio threshold applies. Check the compensation method. Determine whether actual losses are compensated, or whether payment percentages or limits apply according to specific conditions. Compare deductibles. Review the deductible per incident and any separate deductible applying only to water damage. Review the insured value and insured amount. Check whether the amount needed to repurchase household contents has been underestimated. Consult multiple types of hazard maps. Review not only river flooding, but also pluvial flooding, storm surges, and landslide hazards. Account for the building structure. Check the floor level, underground spaces, entrance height, and elevation differences relative to surrounding roads. Submit questions to the insurer or agent in writing. Obtain and retain answers to ambiguous explanations, together with the product name and relevant policy provisions. When excluding water damage coverage to reduce premiums, consider not only the current value of household contents, but also whether you can personally bear restoration, disposal, and temporary accommodation costs. Low risk on a hazard map may support consideration of excluding coverage, but it does not mean there is no risk. Points to note: when an incident occurs, prioritize personal safety and evacuation over reporting the incident to the insurer. Do not enter areas with risks of electric shock, contaminated water, or gas leaks. Notify the insurer or agent of the incident as soon as possible. Record the floodwater height, route of water entry, damaged items, and condition of the building with photographs and video. If urgent drying or decontamination is necessary, retain before and after photographs and receipts. If damaged items must be discarded immediately, first take photographs showing the entire item and its identifying information. Understand that local government damage assessments and insurer loss assessments may have different purposes and standards. If coverage is unclear, specifically request the policy's definition of water damage, payment requirements, reasons for exclusion, and calculation details. Key takeaways: water damage compensation under Japanese fire insurance is not determined solely by whether flooding occurred. The insured property, cause of water entry, actual location and height of flooding, damage ratio, payment method under the policy, and deductible must all be checked. More than 45 cm above ground level, flooding above floor level, and a damage ratio of at least 30% are widely known thresholds, but they are not a single statutory standard applied identically to every policy. Hazard maps are important resources for coverage decisions and evacuation planning, but they do not guarantee insurance payments. Tenants in particular should understand that building insurance, their own household contents insurance, and tenant liability coverage are separate forms of coverage.